Mr. Franklin.
Start last week. Opened up the sugya from here in the binyan of Yid. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Avraham is will lead us a chesed, lead us ha'ava. And Yitzchak is lead us a yira, avoida, and gvura. We opened up a little bit the sugya of yira. We tied a little bit to the matziv. Chariah start building slowly. The sugya from Yira, and specifically the Nakuda that we spoke about. Maybe we mocked him. We mocked him. Start being mocked him. That's a mavur. But Kamu came. It's just being a few chazals. How central Yira, mid of Yira, Yir Shemayim, Yir Hashem. Central. Yisoyi it is. Lamayis Ariyim Azeh, the basic hagdora of a Yid. Who's an Oyvin Hashem? Is a Yer Hashem? Is he the Yer Shemayim? The first thing he asks in Shidduchim is the Yer Shemayim. It's the Hagdorah. The Gemara on Shabbos, Amar Alfon Beis, it's one of the sugis, talk about Yer Hashem, Yer Shemayim. It talks about Biach, the Torah, maybe we'll get that. Behem Shechavad. The Gemara says in Jesanta Membra, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, and he was a chiddush, he was hadgasha. State in pasuk, the year is God the tachlis. Our tefisa in year would be is that you need to be a yare, you need to be a shemayim. That allows you to do mitzvahs, that allows you to avoid them. If you're a shemayim, that brings you to avoid them, that brings you. Oh, but that year is the tachlis. Here is state the chiddush. Kim also she yiru milfanov that Kadosh Baruch was boyrei the veld so should be a matzav here. We have to see. Hopefully, behem shavad. We have to see about that. If you see, not only is the year the starting point, meishes chachma yiru salikim. It's not only the starting point; it's the tachlis. And the kim also she yiru milfanov. It's the tachlis. The tachlis is libora Kadosh Baruch was salomai. That means also kim also bora yiru milfanov. Right to the Gemara brings Mavusta Memer, and this also is a very, you see, what an exclusive place Yir Shemayim has. Domer Rabbi Yechon Meshuma Belozer, Ein loy la Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'ilom Ma'ela Yir Shemayim Bilvad. Shenema Va'ato Yisrael Ma Hashem Lekech Hashol Miyemcha Ki In V'yira. The Pasuk states that what Kodesh Baruch Hu is asking was Ki In V'yira. Now there's a Rishima Rucha. Those who are familiar with the Hagdoma from the Siyas Hashem, when he's talking about how he set up his sefer before he brings the Sulama of Pinchas Ben Yard, he brings this pasuk. Atama Yisrael Shoyel Ma Hashem Shoyim Miyemoch. The lashon of the Siyas Hashem is that Kan Koylel Kolal Kol Chelkei Shleimus Avoyim. In this pasuk, it's Kolal Kol Chelkei Shleimus Avoyim. Here lives everything. It breaks it down to five things in the pasuk. But the Pasha means everything you need in avoid this Hashem is in this pasuk. And later he says Pinchas Ben Yair is another breakdown, is another way to break it down. That's the Hemshech. But can hear the Gemara of Yehu is Medayik that the first one is Yira. It starts of Ma Hashem Shem Raki in the Yira. First thing that it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mavakish Mos is Yira. Memela boit the Gemara from here. Amar Abiyichin Mishem Alozer Engle La Kadosh Baruch Hu Lama Yira Shemayim Bovat. So you don't have to be too much of a daikin to realize that the Gemara is not only saying here is a chosh of a zach. There's a certain dimension that the only place HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has to be in the world is Yir Shemayim. Yir Shemayim creates a mokim for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be in this world. Ein loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu elish Yir Shemayim bovad. We know there's another member in Shas. It's a very similar member. It says Ein loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elo, Dalam Shalalocha. The Lashon talks about how they mistanded together. Over here, Chazal say that your Shemayim makes a makom for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to live in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to have Shaychus to your Shemayim. And without that, don't say you could have without that. Ein lo ela ela bilvad. So I'm going to bring a few Mamori Chazal to show the centrality of your Tavoy Hashem. It's me Amudei. Avoid the Hashem, it's the Amudim of the Hashem, it's the Tchila, it's maybe in the Givis Bechina of the Soif. We spoke about last week, and that's and we already designated, that's really our agenda in the Vadim. We're going to learn the Sugi of Yira, but a major Nakuda that we already said is that you can quote many Mamori Chazal of how Chosh of Yira is, but there's a tremendous barrier that we have. There's a barrier and there's a hurdle that we have that doesn't allow Yira to get the proper Makim. And that's Arikar agenda, Bez Hashem. Many times you learn something here, learn something up, it'll change things, it'll be Mapecha. And that barrier is that this tremendous negative vibe to Yiras Hashem. If I could say it clearer, the value of Yiras Hashem, stomach every Bach and Yigaman understands. The value of it is so how choshev it is, bring my work out. But value lechud and heregush lechud. The Metzias is HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created every mensch. That he's a basic need and a basic want to be b'simcha. It's probably the most basic parts of a mensch, kliyachas nefesh of a mensch. Simcha's a chayim. Everyone knows simcha's a good thing. If someone's happy, usually it's a good thing. You have to be happy. Nothing happy in the tzemes. And Yira makes ben doreinu many doris ready, a few doris ready. It puts him, unfortunately, in the opposite feeling of simcha. He doesn't associate it with simcha. It makes me sad. It makes me intense. It makes me... So the Metzius is that we don't... The Metzius Shem says you have to chase after Yira. You have to chase after Yira like the deepest chokhmah. How could you have to chase after something? How could you chase after something if something is a totally negative idea? Game, Royce, Milo, beautiful. Upper. It's not something that sits well with my kliyachas nefesh. Emesis of Shem Pinkus, he brings from tzaddikim. And tzaddikim said derech sachas. They were masmech of a posik. It's very short to see the mile of Yira. It's av. It's easy to see the mile. And Yitzchak, we're talking about Yitzchak Avinu. Posik says by Yitzchak Avinu, it's not so much in the Torah bechlal. The Torah doesn't talk about Yitzchak so much. But it says in the Ma'aseh of the Avdi Avimelech, when they came to make a bris with talk to Yitzchak, so Lashon the Pasuk is Perek Chavov, Pasuk Chav Zayin. I'm sorry, Chav Ches. It says Vayoyimu Ro'oy Reinu Ki Haya Shen Imach. They said we see. It. He says Zadikim say Derech Sachus. It says Ro'oy Reinu double Lashon. In order to see Ki Haya Shen Imach Vayiru, everyone sees. But Roy Reinu, to see the mile of Yira, you have to look twice. You have to look twice. For me, it's going to be very hard to see the mile of Yira. To see the grace of mile of Yira, you have to be able to look twice. And this is the Psichat Arvadim. You rather means a little bit of a different thing, Rav Shimshon Pinkus. But in the name of our door, to be able to really see, to see B'chush, to appreciate the mile of Yira in a way that we're going to be able to work on Yira, it's something that needs an exercise. And this bad sin, I say, this is our agenda, this is our goal, to remove what I call the barrier. I put a kosher, a barrier, from here, and this would be the biggest taf, the biggest oftu. If we could get, we said this last week, if we could get to a matzah, we're talking about Baruch Hashem, the Rabbeinu Eliyah here, the Rabbeinu Hakshi Hashem, they want to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If only he wants to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But again, it's very hard to chase after something that you don't have a good feeling for. You have an aversion to. If we could accomplish that, our kliyachas and nefesh could not only value in seichel, could actually embrace. And Be'etzem, the point is, feel that they're not totally threatened by Yira. They're not threatened by Yira. We'd be able to miskayim bepundik achas asimcha sachayim and ahava together with Yira. Then Be'ezer Hashem, that would be the biggest tachas. That's their kol schareinu. If we accomplish that, Be'ezer Hashem would be mapecha. We could actually go after the year. Tonight, I want to start the show. a little bit open up how the Torah has a totally different tfisa in how Yira is poil in a person. We spoke about this last week already. The way we visualize Yira, there's Yira Hashem, which is a common Yisrois, there's Yira Shemimimus, there's Yira Sainish, and Mil is probably Yira Shait, maybe people call it Yira Shemayim, but even Kloli. Avada Yira, all these types of Yira, they have a Tzara Shoveh to the Yira that exists in the world. Yira that people have now from missiles. Yira that people have from shots, from drilling in the dentist's office. Yira that people have from all kinds of anxieties, fires, the kids are going to get sick in 2 seconds, or who knows what, a kid might have a disease. Yira from all kinds of Pchodim. Avada is a Tzara Shoveh, there's the same physical Koyach and Koyach HaNefesh called Yira. But we're going to start to see tonight that the year of the Torah, the year of Hashem, we'll call it, the year of Hashem, but from Chloe, is totally different. And the way the Torah views Yirah, what Yirah does to a person, is totally different. The first blick, the first muskarishim we have a Yirah is, what does Yirah do to us? It makes us shvach, it's merapi yadai. Yirah makes our knees wobbly. It makes us feel cowardly. A coward, someone is always scared. Little kid, you're a scary cat, you're a scary cat. The scaredy cat is the kid who can't do anything. He can't even garnish. He's afraid even to join the games at recess because he might flooze and he might buzz and that. He doesn't do anything. So he sits in class. Pachad is something, and here is something that causes the person to shrink, the person to be nichna, the person to be, which is emes. There's an emes guy to it. But we mentioned already last week, Arei the Torah associates Yitzchak with Gevura, and he's also the Amud of Yira. Yitzchak's the Amud of Gevura. Gevura is power. Gevura is resolve. Gevura is fortitude. Gevura is power. Gevura is the word to persevere. So B'ez Hashem will see, that's like a shtel ba'alma, but derech remez. You see, Kama Makaris, we build the Indian, and you see that Yira is Hashem. It actually propels a person, gives a person koyach, empowers the person. First Machar, the beginning of Sefer Shemois, the beginning of Sefer Shemois, Mitzrayim, Paris, Tatsvin Geyser, Avoidis Parach, HaKal Yisrael, Avoidis Betit, Belavainim, and then there comes first the first Gzeru. First Gzeru is, Pari calls, the Aldis, Fayim, Melech Paralim, and Time, the Aldis, Evis, Hashem, Achashem, Shifer, Hashem, and Shane is poor. Fayim, be Alethim, as Evio is Isim, Alavnoim, and Benu, Vamisim, I serve in Basu, Vachoy. So, what happened? Did they listen to Pari? No. They were supposed to kill every male baby. You know, they didn't kill the male babies. Stay in Posik. What power, what force, what Koich and Koich Zanefesh allowed Shifer and Pua to be the heroes? To be matzil, Klal Yisrael, the matzil, stay in posik. Vatirena hamiyaldois esa elokim. Stay in posik lehedia, there was the koyach of Yiras Hashem. Vloyosu kasha diber aleim melech mitzrayim vatirena esa yaladim. Again, this is a bechidish. We would expect that the posik would say, Ava. Meroi vavosam te gadish boh. Ava, again. Here we need an act of heroism. We need an act of someone who stands up with courage. Hey, Parai, most powerful clan man on the planet. Parai is telling them at Sivui, and they're going to disobey. They're taking a risk. They're risking their lives. Could be the risk of their family's lives. And what koyach did they have to step up? What do you call it? Step up. What koyach did they have to step up? Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem. And this is highlighted by Hemshech HaPesukim. Then it's a poet psukim when it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him schar vehi ki yoru am yaldis elokim vayas lehem botim. Rashi being some chazal. Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Shifra and Pua had yiras Hashem vayas lehem botim. They were zoiche. To bote kohuna velaviya, that was Yecheved. And Miriam was bote malchus. The Maimah Muzgu, you see, chare mida kenegen mida, yiras the koyach abinyin, we'll see. It says, botim, you want to build a bias, you want to build a house. The midah connected midah from here. We'll get to the hemshech avad. We'll see about that. But when you name it, it's the nekuda we want. The pasuk highlights that it was the nekuda of Yira. Yira was the essential force that allowed them. This is a muzach. Again, it was something backwards. Yira galvanizes a person. Yira gives courage. It doesn't give out. Yira is mechazik a person. Gives him structure. It gives him a backbone. Not only a regular backbone, not to carry them, to jump up and stand up against the fear of the moment. Yira's a pesandrish. That's different than the Yira that we know. So, Shtel Vekti mean like this. This is the Nukudim Mekazis for tonight. It's the Ali Shor. He brings from the Baruchim already in the Tchilas HaBriya. Kodesh Baruch Hu instilled the Koyach of Yira in the Etzim Briya. Koyach of Yira is in the Etzim Briya. The Kan is Gal HaSoyde. Gal HaSoyde, what is the Soyde of the Koyach of Yira? I'm going to come back to this many times. In the Tchilas HaBriya, on the second day, ויהי מהשם ישנה, ויהי מהר לקים, יהי רוקיע בסויך המים, וימבדיל בין מים למים. It says, יהי רוקיע. It sounds like a simple title in the passage. And now, Kadosh Baruch was creating the rokiע. What was the rokiע? Rokiע, it's translated in English, a firmament. It's shemayim. Shev rokiyim shteit and shemayim. Shemayim. So Rashi was very bothered. Are you ready? In Yom Rishon, it says, Bereshis bara lekim esa shemayim vesaretz. Already be Yom Rishon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shaf in the b'shemayim v'oretz. So what does it now say? Yehi rakiya b'soich ha'moim, yimav v'imayim ha'moim. So Rashi, Yehi doesn't mean it was created. Yesh me'ayin on Yom Rishon. Yehi means yischazek ha'rakiya. The rakiya now became solidified, concretized. It just became solidified. So Rashi, Shaf al pisha nivru shemayim b'oyim aleph. Adayin lachim hoyu. They were moist. There was a matziv. We don't know what this means because today the Shemaim is a metzias. But there was a point in time, Yom Rishon, there was a shlav, there was a stage where it was all fluid. It was all liquid. It was all lachim. It was a matziv of a fluid. V'karshu b'sheini migares HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'omro yihi rakia. Karshu. Karshu means coagulated. Almost blood comes out of your body and you leave it out after a while, it coagulates. It becomes solid. So Koroshim means God. We just had this in Avoid of Yom Kippur, that they were have to be Mamaris in the Dam. If Mamaris the Dam, the Chas Rishon, the Dam shouldn't become Korosh Adam, they wouldn't have Kapora, you would have Kapora. There was a stage that the Mayis, that the Shemayim was Lachim, and then it was Koroshu from what? From the Shrei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rashi, it's all Rashi. V'zeu shekosev, a posik in Iyuv, Amudei Shemayim yiroifuvu yitomu migarosa. So Rashi, Amudei Shemayim yiroifuvu kol yirmishin. That was the first day. It was a matzav yiroifuvu. Yiroifuvu means like this, wobbly, like jelly, like this. U'b'sheini, yitmu migarosa. So Rashi, Kodam Shem Shtoimein V'oimeid Migoras Hama'oyim Olof. Mishtoimein over here is like a lotion, like Stanish. Sometimes you're talking to a person, all of a sudden he shries like things like screaming his head off. You're like, you freeze. Freeze. This is lotion of Olba. Harei Hashemayim Nivru B'yom Yishan. Aval Dayin Loylov Shutzurosim Akvuyo. They still weren't in their permanent, solid, firm estate. Kedei la'agia li'yitzivus ma'atzovim ma'yitzvichim oid ma'amor shal kodesh boch yihi rakia. Vice toys. Hariyesh bebriya matziv shalachim hoyu. In the briya kodesh boch instilled that there's an original, a premature matziv of lachim, where something is moist, something is fluid. U'matziv tachlisi, then there's a final goal, begeder korshu. What creates the solidification? What creates that suddenly becomes a festezach? And it's not wobbly, it's not wishy-washy. Yira. Omar Admor brings a volba from the Biruchim that he said, on this thing, shtei domedo rabba l'raisa. So the Biruchim, im yeshnam shnei matzovim b'briyas ha-shamayim. If there are two stages in the b'riya of shamayim, yeshnam matzovim doimim gam ba'odom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't only put in the Shemayim, and still there are two Matzavim in all of us, in every single human being.
Ad she'odo magi le'tzuros ha'amitis u'adayin begeder lachim hoyu eine yatziv v'machshavoisov u'basnagusoy u'mishapech ono v'ono. There's a matziv in all of us that we're like jelly.
Kinnir, I'm throwing it today. This is the matziv that Ava leaves you. A person could have all the Avas Hashem in the world, and he could develop tremendous amount of talents. He could learn, he could daven, he could give shiurim, he could do kirul, he could do tons of things. But he could still be totally wishy-washy. When he's with the people who are learning, and the learning is in style, he'll be learning with them. When he's with the people who other things are in style, he'll do what they have to be doing. He's not doesn't have a backbone to be always the same way. When there'll be pressure, he's going to fold under pressure. We'll see the Hemshech. Ava is not going to help you fight pressure totally. No, it's not. You're lachim, are you? You're lach. You're wishy-washy. You're much like jelly or pachal, whichever one you like. You're moving like this. Onavana, lachim, are you?
What does chazak mean?
Chazak means something that stands under pressure. Something also that stays forever. I'm adding this in. Yiras Hashem tohoi roi medes ma'ad. Zokar biruchim.
When does a person read chazak b'daitoi? Kishu oimein u'mishtoimein migara samayim alov.
Lashon biruchim kishu bo besoid ha'yira. This is the power of yira. Zeu Karshut, we also coagulate, we also come into a permanent stiff metzias, a metzias that holds stark. Dafka yedei ha'ira niya odam yatsiv v'chazak ad shekol rucha yishab ha'olam lo yazizu amim ha'koyim ha'im. Now we're both speaking. Yor shemayim ha'mita yeinim sapech ona v'ona, ki yeinim spal mi b'nei odam, v'kol shekein sheini yorim mi b'nei odam. This is the koyach of Yira. This is the koyach of Yira that Shifra and Pua used, that they didn't flinch from Paroi. They were Yorei Elikim, and that galvanized them, that strengthenized them, that made them solid to be stand in front of their heads. Avobas Marach, this is so different than the Yira that we think about. Zok Rav Olbe, this Yira that causes anxiety, he terms it atzpanut, nervin. This Yira that people have nervin. Rav Olbe says that many people, about many G'dayli Adoris, he said that person had nervin. He speaks of Rabbi Yisrael, people say about the Biskrov. He says, nervin. Nervin makes a person weak. Nervin makes the person an unhealthy person. Nervin doesn't allow the person to function. Yira is Hashem. Yira is Hashem that empowers the person. Kinnir, there are two things. Mentioned before the Gemara. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Samach Amud Aleph says,
"Ahu Talmudo Davikozel Basrei de Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Beshuka Detzien." There was once a Talmud who was going to Meshamish his Rebbe. Shim was Talmid Chachamim. He was Mamish Paling his Rebbe in the Shuk. Not only base medrash, you have to learn that the Rebbe fears to come to shuk. So he went after his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yosi, in the shuk of the Tzion.
Chazi de kom mafachid. Shmuel Bar Yosi saw that he was mafachid. Everything he heard, oh, there's an Arab coming. He was mafachid. Mafachid. He started hearing some fire. Well, maybe there's a fire. He's mafachid. Kidney ram legging soup. He obviously, if he asked him as a rabbi, he thought it was a good thing. We'll see him saying, well, on my lay of Shmuel Baturim and Toim, he said, Chatoat, you're chayte. Yechsir pachtu betzion chatoim. Someone who's yori about stam things, his yira stems from weakness in person. Where's weakness in people come from? Chayte. The shirish of most weakness in person is the weakness in their spiritual structure. That's chait. You're weak, you have chait. Chait brings shfir. His Talmud turned to him and he said, what do you mean? It says, Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tomid. Oksiv Ashrei Odom Mefachi Tomid. The Pasuk, Mishle says, Ashrei, the Torah praises some of the Fachi Tomid, right? So, yeah, but you're it. Who could the very Torah accept? There's two types of yira. There's yira from other things, and there's yira that's connected to divrei Torah. It's kama perushim v'rishayim v'nyaneinu. We're going to be learning. Yira divrei Torah k'siv is all yira that's connected to Hashem. Yira saroimus, yira sachet. We have to talk about yira sachet. Yira sachet. There's two versions. There's an unhealthy yira sachet. We're not going to talk about tonight. But yira sachet, a healthy yira sachet. And Yiras an Oynish when it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yira from Stam things. Al Zeh Nemar. Pochtu B'tzion Chatoim. Chatoim Elosh and Choyte. Pochtu B'tzion Chatoim. That's the hate that brings cowardness, that brings wobbly knees, that brings anxiety, that brings heartache. But there's a different type of a Yira. And Yiras Hashem empowers the person. And not only that, Yiras Hashem is the only thing that's going to give a person a festa structure that is going to make him solid and firm. And Be'ezer Hashem, to be able to divorce his worries and his concerns about other things. And be able to be oymin al dvar Hashem, b'loy ches. To not flinch. And not and to go after what he knows is right. To do b'chol koichoy. That's Yira. But there's two types of Yira. A little bit negate our matziv. A little bit. Ben Yirin, I'm sorry. He's talking about Petochin. And Ben Yirin in his Pirush and Mishle. In Paragimel Pasachavov, he has an Arich in the middle. He just says, like, it's Amarocha Shleimo on Petochin. He goes to Kamba, Vakamba. Sugis of Petochin, maybe it says Shar Petochin. Amarocha Tzuma on Petochin. So in the middle, he quotes a Pasuk. He brings the Gemara and the Pasuk Rashi from the Fachitam. Behemshich, he brings a Pasuk Vayter in Mishle. It's a very famous Pasuk. Vayter in Mishle is a Pasuk per Choftes Pasuk Chof Chavov. So Pasuk steht azoy. Cher das Odom Yitein Moikesh Ubeiteach Ba'ashem Yisug Venu. It says Cher das Odom Yitein Moikesh. Cher, there's something called Cher das Odom, a shrek, a fear of Odom. Yitein Moikesh causes a pitfall. It's a pitfall. And not only doesn't help, it causes problems, it causes a pitfall, it causes a person to fall. And in contrast, Boiteach Ba'Hashem Yisugvenu. Boiteach Ba'Hashem strengthens it. And this goes always a lotion of strength, and it strengthens it. So the Rabbeinu touches it up. Ve'inyin ha'mechuvim b'mashe nemar, cherdas odom yitein moikesh, like this. Ha'cherdo she'yechru ad min ha'odom, touched up, Rabbeinu Yoino, ha'cherdo she'yechru ad min ha'odom, if you're afraid of human forces, you're afraid of missiles, you're afraid of Hamas, Mitzad Hamas, you're afraid of the doctor when you come home from the sonogram, you're afraid of the doctor, you're afraid of your shvigar, you're afraid of Adam. That's the beginning of the Pasuk. Hayecha tshomem, chet hui chet nashoy. He says, this Alain is a chait. The Pasuk long before he said, comes from chait. But he chait nafshoi. V'noi sen moikesh, v'magberes ha'oyev, v'makareves ha'tzora olav. This is going to be more of a reason why you're going to be more susceptible and vulnerable to the chait. I'm sorry, to oynish, to tzora. You're more vulnerable. When you start getting scared, that's what we said before, a coward, taka. That's the, you, if you become cowardly, you're taka gonna get caught. Because Baruch Hu makes Olam Teva. And in the Olam Teva, someone who's scared, Hitaka falls apart. Hitaka becomes a coward. Hitaka is a scared coward. Hitaka falls apart. But the other way around, V'yochin yiras libay b'shem. I'm sorry, let's get the word. Ki roi lo adam, shle yechran mizroi abosev adam. You should never ever be scared from something, a physical force. Rather, yochin yiras libay b'shem. What should you be scared of? Hashem. And that gives you bitachon. B'teach b'Hashem, b'sugav, min asara, b'schara, bitachon.
If you have Yiras Hashem, it's going to allow you to place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same physical forces, but who's behind the physical forces? Eibishter. If it's the Eibishter, simple word. Pesha also, who are Pesha? Pesha also, who are Pesha? It's the Eibishter. So Hashem tells you, B'tech boy. If the Eibishter is behind it, so Hashem tells you, have B'tochen in him. You get empowered. You're able to put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are two types of Yira. I just showed you from Bereishis. We also bought it from Shmois. And be honest, you might not really understand it. You might not understand. You may have heard it, but you might not understand it. How does it empower? We see that Yira usually makes us shvach, makes us babies, makes us go eat. We can't do anything, can't function. The Ketzer HaRoifev Masig Etz Yatzivusoy Dafko Migarosi Yizbaruch. How does something that's wishy-washy, how does something that's Shvach Roifev, it's loose, how does it get its firmity, how does it get the Yatzivusoy, its solidness, Migarosi Yizbaruch? Tzokavolba V'lo Yuchal Levar L'chazoy. So I'm not going to explain it to you. Be'etzim this is a clown we call Avoidu. I could speak from here until tomorrow and tomorrow. There are many things you can't explain. The klal gadol is, whenever you learn a sefer, you hear a vad, you have to, parallel to the vad, you have to be working on the things yourself. And he stresses, when you work on yourself, then it's much more you, it's ba'atzmoy. And Realism will always be saying, it's muftach. If you start working your shemayim, you'll see. As yeid v'yargish ba'atzmoy ma'ir, you'll see that there's two types of yira. You'll see, and that's the best hasbara in the world, when you see something, when you feel it, and you experience it. You experience something. You experience the yiras Hashem strengthens you. You'll experience that all of a sudden, in a moment of Yiras Hashem, you'll be able to tell your Shver, one second, I'm not listening to you. But you'll be able to say that anybody who's coming against a person, any person who's going as a person, Yiras Hashem will galvanize you. Yiras Hashem will say, everyone's talking about this, everyone's talking about this. Yiras Hashem will lead you to Betochen. There are two types of Yira we saw tonight. And the Gili HaGodol was, that's when we rebelled him to Hashem, is we need Yira. Because without a year, a person gets all the milas in the world, but all his milas, two things. First of all, they're wishy-washy. They're not consistent. I'm all his avas this. They have to explain more about what that estimate is. And second of all, especially under specific pressure, when there's a real, real Nisoyim, you see, Be'ez Hashem, Ava is not going to be able to hold on the pressure. Ava is not going to be able to. What is opposed to the pressure is a person who has armed with Yira. Avada, the whole thing we're talking about, has Ava with Yira. We're not saying only to Yira. Yira goes together with Ava. Yachid levaveinu Ava Yira Shemech. The Avuid of Be'ez Hashem is to be Makariv Yira. Yira is something that Tafas Mechazik a person. Take something lachim or you make a rosi shakadosh baruch who makes it yatziv, he makes it festezach, something that's chazok, something that can stand in front of kol ruchei shemayim.